Scholastic Audio presents Five Nights at Freddy's, Tales from the Pizzaplex, Book 1, Lally's Game, by Scott Cawthon, Kelly Parra, and Andrea Wagoner. Read by Susanna Elise Freeman. Selena stood in front of the stone fireplace in the large living room, just beyond the farmhouse's small, slate-floored entryway. She held a clipboard, and she checked off the bureau that Ed, the larger of the two muscle-bound movers, was carrying in. "That goes in the second bedroom to the right at the top of the stairs," she told him. "Got it," he said. He headed toward the stairs. A couple seconds later, Bailey stepped into the house with a big brown steamer trunk propped on his shoulder. Selena scowled at the dirty and scarred old trunk with the aged leather straps and the tarnished and dented brass clasps, lock, and edging. She wrinkled her nose at the trunk's musty odor, which she could smell even from several feet away. "What's that doing here?" she asked.
"Don't ask me," Bailey said. "I just work here."
He shifted the trunk. Selena sighed and pointed at the floor. Bailey set down the trunk a few feet from Selena and trudged back out of the house. Selena walked up to the trunk and glared at it. Frowning, she tucked her clipboard under her arm and bent over to lift the trunk. Bailey had carried it as if it wasn't that heavy. Cade popped through the door moments after Bailey was out of sight.
"They're almost finished with..."
Cade stopped when he saw Selena in front of the trunk. His face flushed and his jaw tightened.
"What are you doing?" he snapped.
Selena cringed at the edge in his voice. His tone was sharp, and it was wrapped in what almost sounded like a snarl. Cade had never lashed out at her like that before. He'd never looked this upset before either. She wasn't sure how to respond. Selena decided she'd start with her best dirty look. She'd perfected the expression since childhood. She'd used it regularly on her big brother. She'd only had to pull out the look a couple times before on Cade, though. Once when he'd failed to praise the chocolate chip cookies that she'd baked for him on the anniversary of their first date, and again when he'd made a snarky comment about how many shoes she had. Since then, he hadn't given her cause to glower at him. Until now. "What do you mean, what am I doing?" Selena flung back at him. "What are you doing? I thought we agreed to bring only our best stuff. We can afford to buy new things. We don't need old secondhand junk lying around." Cade hurried over. He took Selena's elbow and started steering her away from the trunk. Although she didn't want to walk away from the trunk, because she wanted to open it and see what was so important that Cade would get all uptight about it, she let him lead her to the other side of the room. Cade's face smoothed back into its normal, placid lines. He took a breath.
"Sorry, I didn't mean to be short with you."
He gave her his trademark lopsided grin.
"What we agreed to bring was our best stuff and our memorabilia. I'm pretty sure a lot of your boxes are filled with photos and keepsakes from your childhood."
Selena shrugged. "Yeah, but this..." She gestured at the trunk. "When I asked you about it that first night I went to your place, you said it was just an old trunk. You didn't say it was full of memorabilia. So I figured since it was so ratty, you'd leave it behind. What's even in it?" Cade put his arm around Selena's shoulders. He shrugged.
"Oh, just some old stuff from my childhood. Keepsakes. Like we agreed to."
Selena made a face. "Can't you store your keepsakes in something more, I don't know, modern?"
"I thought you liked antiques, Miss. I have to have that vintage dress."
Selena smiled. He had a point. "Okay, so not modern. How about just prettier, less creepy? That thing looks like it belongs in a haunted house or something." Cade's arm tightened around Selena for an instant. It relaxed as fast as it squeezed, so she might have imagined the brief sensation of tension in Cade's muscles.
I promise I won't insist we use the trunk as a coffee table, Cade said. He looked down at Selena and gave her another of his irresistible grins.